Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Faith-Focused Spanish Blog Show with your host, Faith Lane.
If it was a marathon race, you couldn't go another mile. Trying to carry that pain from your past, it has no place in your future. It won't last.
Let it go, turn it loose. There is more for you. What was old, you'll make it new. Giving up is not part of the plan. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Giving up is not part of the plan.
Don't let the past put chains on you, trying to keep you bound. New life is waiting for you, and it's turning around. And joy and happiness is what it will be. Cause who the sun sets free is surely free indeed.
Oh my God, I love that song. I love it, love it, love it. It's called Let It Go by Todd Mays. He's a gospel singer out of the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Oh my God, I love that song. And the crazy thing is that song is very fitting for the show today. So I'm just super excited to be back on. This is my first relaunch since, I don't even remember, since the pandemic. And so, guys, I'm super excited. If you're looking for any advertisement, you want to get on for an interview, if you want to, put your music out there, hey, this is the best platform to get on. I'm super excited. Today, we're going to be talking about 8 reasons why getting started is so critical. Oh, my God. As soon as I thought about this topic, I said, you know what? It made me think of when I started my business and how I procrastinated. Even still, sometimes right now, thinking about the procrastination and some of the things. And so it just made me think about me. I'm trying to develop other agents and brokers. And people don't even realize just getting off to the fast start and getting over that initial first fear and just get going and running. Oh, my God. So anyway, I just, you know, I'm just super excited. This is a great topic to talk about. And I'm going to get some people feedback, open up the lines in a little bit. But I just want to kind of go over some things right quick and go from there. And by the way, guys, we will be going live Monday through Friday from 11 to noon. And the guests can call in. The call-in number is 515-605-9700. And that is 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? Eastern Standard Time. I'm just super excited, guys. So let's start talking about what we came here to listen to and talk about. The 8 reasons why getting started is very critical. You know, I when I was growing up, I used to think about, I don't know why I thought about it, but I used to dream about working on Wall Street. And I don't know where I got that from, probably looking at TV, I don't know. but it's so crazy that I kind of work in a field that if I wanted to get the proper licenses, I can work on Wall Street. So I never dreamed of, even though I dreamed about it, I never could imagine that I would actually be in that field. So, you know, today, you know, we're going to be talking about setting goals and, you know, looking at your goals, you know, putting a plan together where you can, you know, teach about setting those goals and achieving them, basically. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, when you have some goals and dreams, write them down. Tape them on your mirror, tape them on your door. I don't care where you do it, but tape it somewhere you can see it every day. Because that's just like you talking to yourself on a daily basis, okay? And so those are just some of the things we're going to be talking about. Now, this is a 4-part series. So we're going to take it's 8 reasons why you should get started, but we're going to talk about 2 each day, okay? And then we're going to go from there. But anyway, thinking about dreaming, you know, have you ever dreamed of any projects, businesses, opportunities, you know, art projects, whatever, you know what I mean? Have you really achieved your goals? And I always said to people, it's so many people, they take their goals and dreams to their graves. So we just never know when our day is coming, but we just got to be ready for it. So whatever, we only get that one shot, guys. We get one shot. So the goal is to try to achieve whatever you can while you still have the ability to do that, right? So we're going to talk about that. Some of the examples of, you know, goals and dreams that people have is maybe writing a book, maybe starting that business, project that you may have. You know, you might have had plans with business partners or family or friends, that goals that you haven't achieved. Some people have financial goals. Some people have mental goals, because sometimes you got to work on the mental too, right? But the goal is to get it done, get started first, and then figure out how to keep going towards those goals until you actually achieve it. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I know sometimes life get in our ways, you know, and we keep putting our goals and dreams up, picking them up, putting them down, picking them up, putting them down. But the goal is not to ever give up. Keep sitting there thinking about, okay, I need to get this done, but we always find a reason not to get it done, if that makes sense. So it's just about, you know, achieving the goal and then also getting it started first and then achieving it, okay? I know we might have different things going on in our life that might, you know, keep us from achieving it, but again, you just got to keep going. some of, you know, putting plans together, guys. What is the plan? What is the goal? What is the plan, right? So even though you got to write those goals down, I'll tell people it's really good to write the goal down and write the day down, the time. Sometimes me, I put dates and times down on my goals, right? So putting that time down, putting those goals down, and you can achieve it, right? But write it down so you can see it every day. Yeah. So if you think about it, do you see some of the familiar, you know, familiarity in the, you know, when you find yourself repeating the same cycle with saying, okay, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And then you find yourself keep doing the same thing. So which means that if we keep doing the same thing, we got to change. We got to change what we're doing so you can achieve it. So these are some of the things to consider why being able to get started is critical. It's critical. And you just got, again, write it down. One thing I learned, guys, you know, I it's so funny because I hear so many people, I promise you on a daily basis, I know I done said some things too, okay? Me not even now. So when I'm talking to you guys, I'm talking to myself, okay? Saying that I'm going to do something and I'll never get it done, right? Procrastinating. And one thing I learned from some of my coaches and mentors over the years is if you never get started, nothing's going to happen, okay? And even if I'm saying money goes or whatever, opportunity goes, and if you never get started, you'll never get started. Do that make sense? Actually, everything happens until you get started. All the planning, all the scheming, all the visualizing in the world won't even move the needle, okay? At some point, you have to start doing something. You hear me? The word something that will actually produce results. So you don't have to, if you don't receive any results, it's because you didn't finally take the action to begin. You got to take the action to begin. Okay. So, you know, for example, I have people, they tell me, okay, I'm going to get this done on this day. And that's because they visualized it in their mind. Okay. But sometimes, again, things happen that you can put that date on at that time and something might get in the way of that date and that time. Okay. So that's why you always have to have in your mind, okay, I'm going to get it done this day, but also have it wrote down so that way that you can try to achieve that goal, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. But just like I said, you can visualize it, but again, if you don't get that, if you don't get the ball rolling, you can't get anywhere. Let's talk about what kind of actions you could do to get going. A lot of times people try to practice what they're going to do. Sometimes that practice is procrastination, guys. You just got to jump out there. You know, it's so funny I just said jump out of there because it made me think about this this video Steve Harvey, he has. It's called Jump. You guys got to check it out. It's on YouTube. And he talks about you can't achieve anything until you jump. And he said, now I ain't going to lie. He talks about the parachuting jumping and jumping off the cliff with a parachute. He said, I'm not going to lie. You know, sometimes, one time you might jump off that cliff and your parachute don't even open. You might hit yourself up against the rocks along the way and get some bumps and bruises and scratches. And he said, but if you keep jumping, guys, one day your parachute is going to open. And so I always, when I coach and mentor some of the people that I help out, I tell them, you know, they always say, they're going to tell me no. Somebody's going to tell me no. And I say, look, how many times have you told yourself no? How many times have you told your spouse no, your kids no? It didn't kill anybody. No, it has not killed anybody. So why are we so worried about strangers telling us no, family and friends telling us no? Somebody out there is going to give you a yes. Somebody. Because somebody see value in you and in what you're doing. Okay, if that makes sense. So, guys, you know, you cannot let that fear of someone telling you no, or letting the fear that you don't think you're going to make it. You know, it's so crazy. I just posted this article on my page the other day of a guy, his parent or parents, I don't know who did, but they left him by a dumpster. And I said, wow. In my mind, I said, wow, when somebody either puts you out to for trash or think of you as trash, right? But this man is a millionaire today. And wow, what kind of things have he overcame? Just the thought that somebody put him next to a dumpster and set him out for trash as a baby. That's some powerful stuff right there. But I'm sure he went through some obstacles to get to that, because it's not just that easy where you just wake up and say, oh, I'm a millionaire. I would love that to happen, right? Won't we all? But what about the obstacles of things that he went pushing to show that he is not trash? That is powerful. So again, guys, just take action, and then you got to get going. Then once you get going, you have to have some momentum, because you can get going and, you know, do that little tippy toe thing, that little tippy toe into stuff. Oh, I got to just dip my finger in the water just to see if it's hot, too hot. But guys, you got to get going. When you get started, you got to keep going. Okay. So, you know, you got to build a challenge for yourself, you know, that you can see that you're building progress at the same time. But, you know, once you begin, that is when things are going to happen. Right. So I don't think you understand the magnitude of getting started and then keep going. It's about actually learning how to get over that hump, right? Getting over the hump. Think about, you know, a lot of people say, oh, my God, I can't wait until Wednesday comes. That's because they can't wait to get over that hump so that they can have their day off. It's the same thing with your goals. Just getting over that initial hump and getting started and keep going. That's how powerful that thing is. Well, you know, again, the two things we talked about today is nothing happens until you get started, and then the momentum. So tomorrow we're going to be, you know, going over learning how to what you're doing, why you're doing it, because, you know, a lot of times people say, I want to get started once I learn everything. One of the things is in the business that I do, my old mentor told me it's going to take 10 years for you to learn exactly everything you're going to do in your business, right? And she said, so you're going to wait 10 years before you learn everything? And my mind was like, no, that means I'm going to be stuck doing the same thing I was doing before that point. So we're going to talk about how to get started and learning why you're getting started, okay, if that makes sense. So I'm going to open up the lines to see if anybody have any suggestions, questions, or if they want to talk about anything that they want to. Just a minute, I'm going to open up the lines. All right, the lines are open. I see callers from 240-704-703. If you can unmute your mics, you can, you know, if you have any suggestions, you can open up your mics. All right, we always have some shy people in the beginning. Well, what I'm going to do is I only planned on being on here for 30 minutes today. So, again, welcome to the Faith Focused Fitness Blog Talk Show. If you're looking for any advertisement, radio spins, interviews, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. My number is 478-219-5900. The guest call-in number is 515-605-9700. And also, if you'd like to email me, my email is faithfocusfinish@gmail.com. And so we're going to end on this note. We're going to play Ambrosia, Marsha Ambrosia, okay? You guys have a great day.
See, I've been watching you for a while, smiling and stuff, but I know if I can be with you for the night, alright? Is that alright, baby? Baby.
There is only one for me. You have made a possibility. We could take that step to see.
What you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind, just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, 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 so. You made me so, 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 so,
loving you has taken time, take time, but I always knew you could be my mind. Gonna be made tonight, tonight. All you gotta do is say yes.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so. Oh, don't deny what you feel, let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know, you make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, so, so.
If I still see you the same way, 'cause through these trying years, we gonna both physically change. Now, don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know? So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. I'll love you when your hair turns gray, girl. I still want you if you gain a little weight, yeah. The way I feel for you will always be the same, just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me, yeah. And I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need, yeah. Girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be, just as long as your love don't change. Cause I'm not impressed, more or less, by them girls on the TV and magazines. Cause honestly, I believe that your beauty is way more than skin deep. Everything about you makes me feel I have the greatest gift in the world. And even when you get on my last nerve, I couldn't see myself being with another girl.
I'll love you no. With your head turned gray.
Baby,